I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-1 draw at Walton Casuals. Alan, the players set the standard last week against Dover. You told them it was time to deliver. They've not quite hit the mark today.
They haven't. I told them all at the end, you know, it's impossible just going how we're going. Where can you name a player this season who's had two good games on the spin, three good games? I'm struggling. Today, I thought Nick Rundell done well, to tell you the truth. Apart from that, Wayne Finney probably done okay. Bever probably done okay, but apart from that, I thought we were struggling all round, to be honest, and that's the truth. I thought it was a fun three, Shahid, Bobby and Lodgy. I thought it was terrible and awful and up to a match, so yeah, that's what I think.
We seem to be unable to kill games off.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is at the moment? Last week the same thing?
I sensed it at half time. I had a bit of a go at half time because I sensed at half time 1-0 up, but we should have killed it. You know, like Shahid goes clean through and he's got a new up in goal. And, you know, he's passed it back to the goalkeeper, like an arm. And the other one, Bobby's free on the back post, just passing the bloody ball and stroking the net. Bobby Traynor misses from a yard out in the first half. A yard out? We can't keep giving away a chance after chance. For their goal is in the far corner. Jason Turley's made a foul and he doesn't have to go anywhere near the lad. And the ball comes in, West should just clear it, and their man gets the ball first and strokes in the net. Impossible, you know, and it's ridiculous, absolutely terrible. And I thought for 60 minutes, one control, in the last half an hour, we've had a go and have hit the post. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's probably a fair result.
The players obviously believe we're going to make the playoffs, and rightly so. They're a talented squad that we've got here. But do you think perhaps they're overconfident? I think it's just going to happen without the results, without the hard work.
I don't think that. I just think that you know, we've always been top, second top, third top, and we've slipped out of the playoffs now. And you know, we've got to win matches as simple as that. We can't keep thinking all the season will just go and fool like it did last season. We've got to get back on the tracks. I'm furious with the result, to be honest, like, you know, and I know a lot of people will be. At the end of the day, like, you know, it's up to me. I'll have to make changes, to be honest. I haven't said that for a long time, but looking at them in there, mate Hamsey just gives a list of five or six players who he thinks would change our team, and that's five or six players, and that's the squad we've got. But that's what'll have to happen. I'll have to cut a few players. I think we'll not have that long to change, because we haven't got that long to change. So I'll let you know, split a little group up, to be honest. That's what I think.
Their equalising goal came from a Craig Lewington free kick initially. Yeah. Should he have been on the pitch? He was being booked and then got called up for a foul. The referee had a word, didn't send him off.
It's 6-2 phase. It was a bit late, that's all, to be honest, but there was a few tackles going around, as you do, and, you know, to be fair, I couldn't really see he should have been sent off. That would have been a bit harsh, to be honest. It was only a tackle, and I like my players competing, and Luke Dowling's the same. He likes his players competing, so I don't think he should have been sent off now.
And what about penalties?
Oh,
we've had two penalties.
Dean
Lodge and
a
handball.
Lodge, I'm not sure. Handball's a disgrace. I've told the ref that as well. He says it wasn't intentional. He's tried to cross it and he stopped with his arm. Simple as that. Everybody else seen it apart from him. And that's cost to probably, you know, I'm not saying we would have scored it or nothing like that. But yes, it was a penalty. You can't deny it wasn't a penalty. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking to the referee
about?
Yes, I was.
I do mind that, you know, the other one, I wasn't so sure. But when it stands out like that and everybody in the ground can see it, bore him, then you think, you know, it's something not right there. Like, we're winning 1-0. He probably thinks we're going to win the game, and he's bottled it there, and it was a penalty.
Danny Summers seemed to wait quite a long time on the touchline before he did come on. Was that a decision on your part, or...?
It's because we had a bit of possession at the time, and we're getting caught a few corners, so when it's like that, when you've got to get somebody on, it's important that we're actually, you know, marked up and organised before you put a sub on. It was just unlucky for Dan, but he'll come on Monday, hopefully, because there's a few changes that need to be made there.
Wayne Finney was captain today in Speedo's absence. Yeah. I thought he really stepped up to the plate. What was your verdict on him today?
Nick Rundell was our best player, and I thought we played well, yes. I thought he did. You know, after his bad mistake last week with Cosworth, I thought Wayne's played well. He deserved to be captain, and fair play to him.
Although Bobby missed one in the first half, he did get back on the score sheet. That was pleasing after a while for him.
It was, but he should have had a couple more, Bob. That one he's missed, I don't know how he's missed it. It's from a yard, isn't it? A yard in the first half. So, but yeah, he's back on the goal. Hopefully he'll start coming thick and fast. It usually happens like that with him, so should be okay.
Got Ashford at home on Monday in the Surrey Senior Cup. Is that a welcome distraction from the league at this point?
Not really. It's just today is done as the day. I'm fused about the result, to be honest. And I've gone home and sulked for 24 hours like I usually do. And I'm just really sick of the result. So wake up tomorrow, then we'll plan for Monday and we'll want to do well in it. But there's some of the lads like Lampton that have come in, Kirky will have to come into it, even young Suki and people like that will have to come into it, because some lads haven't performed it yet.
I guess Monday is a chance for those players who have been on the sidelines to really give it a go for a first in for a start next Saturday in the next league game.
It's up in arms now, and Hamsey's like, says, just give us 7 or 8 names. He says, those will try to get them, and he's got a point. And you know, even players aren't on his back on the side now, because all know best. They've had this great game last week, and they know best, and they're the ones who are performing. And it was dead. There was like a morgue at times. Now I'm thinking, there's a chance of getting a top five here. And it was like a bloody morgue. And this year, and after the heart you took off last week, I can't do anything, but you know, I've got to get away from the place, and you know, leave the players for 24 hours, because I'm disgusted. discuss with the players, I really am. You know, I haven't said that since I've had the job. I'm actually discussing with the players how we've done it today.
And are you looking to make changes to the squad, bringing new players in, or are you just looking to shuffle the existing personnel around?
If they don't do it in the next week or so, Sam, I've got to make changes, because that means we're not going anywhere. If we can't come to Walton Casuals and pick up 3 points, we're not doing much, and I've got to do it. Especially after the performance last week. I say, can you name a player for me? Name a player for me who's had 3 good games on a spin at a club. I would like to think who's had 3. Luke Dale might have had 3. Anybody else has, you know. And I would like to say, you can't win a championship, be second, come to playoffs if you have got players like that. So I'm looking for players. You know, Nick Rundell, I hope he has a good game Monday, because that means he's the only one who's had 2 on the spin. We'll never have 2 good games on the spin. That's disgraceful for players at this level, and the money they're picking up compared to Walton Casuals, no disrespect for them. You know, double air money, it's bollocks, like, you know, sorry for swearing, but it is, it's crap, like.
Again, no disrespect to Walton Casuals, but these are the teams we should be coming to beat. Dover would have turned them over 3 or 4-0.
Definitely. I said at half time, they say, Tudor Mitchum come here, win 4-0. Dover will beat them 2-3-0. That's what they do best. We just struggle, hang on for 1-0, come and win the game 1-0, then they start panicking and stuff like that. And I just don't know where it comes from. And like I say, I'm really, really down about the whole thing.